Case number 12923, Kimberly and Jeffrey Hamer, seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located west of Country Club Road. The 911 address is 709 Country Club Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, tax parcel is 334, map 19, parcel 18. We have one letter of support, two mail return, and the applicant is seeking a 10.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling.
Good evening, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Cliff Mumford, I'm with Davis Bowen Ferdell, One Park Avenue, Milford.
Kim Hamer, 113 Draper Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Floor is yours.
Good evening, board members. As I stated, my name is Cliff Mumford. I'm an engineer and associate with Davis Bowen and Ferdell. We're located in Milford, and I'm representing the applicant and owner of the property, Mrs. Kim Hamer, and her son, JR, is with us as well. So, as stated by Mrs. Norwood, we're requesting a variance from the front yard setback of 40 feet to be reduced to 29 feet. And it's in order to fit a modest house on the small parcel, which is similar to the ones you discussed earlier. It's 50 by 100, roughly, just over 5,000 square feet. And the setback adjustment would allow it to be in line with the adjacent house at 707 Country Club Road. And to give a little background of the property, it's located outside of Rehoboth on Country Club Road, roughly 1 mile southwest of Route 1 and less than 1,000 feet from the entrance to Rehoboth Beach Country Club. The parcel is known as Lot Number 1 of lands of Edna Harmon Subdivision. As I said before, it's 100 foot deep and it's 42.67 feet wide along the frontage of Country Club Road, and it's 59.60 feet at the rear. It's somewhat pie-shaped and increases in width as it goes back. The parcel was created in 1969 before zoning code was adopted, and the adjacent existing ranch home was built in 1970. Regarding the criteria for a variance, you can understand the property is unique as it was created before the 40-foot setback requirement was established. And applying that setback at this point would take up 40% of the lot depth. The property would be, it could be developed without the variance. However, it would be a smaller footprint than the neighboring homes, and it would not be in line with the adjacent house at 707 Country Club Road. As described above, the hardship of the lot size and 40-foot setback was not created by the applicant. The reduced front yard setback of 29 feet will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as the closest existing adjacent house has the same front yard setback. Furthermore, the adjacent house to the north, 701 Country Club Road, is screened by existing landscaping and has its driveway off of Harmon's Lane. So it's somewhat of a different situation. In the packet of materials, we included a street showing what the, the existing condition is as you're approaching from Route 1 and going west. You can see that 701 has a lot of landscaping in the front yard, and it makes it so you won't really see this house as you come around the curve on Country Club Road. And it's sort of the same way as you're going east back towards Route 1. There's some landscaping along the frontage that shields the house from view. Finally, there are a few other houses along Country Club Road that are less than 40 feet from the right-of-way. Just measuring from an aerial, I looked at 601 Country Club Road. It seems to be about 25 feet from the edge of the travel lane, and 507 is 29 feet from the edge of the travel lane. And these are between this house and Route 1. And regarding how it would affect the neighboring property values. I'd like Mrs. Hamer to speak about that, as she's a licensed realtor.
The house that we're bringing to the lot, hopefully, is a very nice modular that has, the previous owner was a builder. He put all hardy plank siding on. It's a beautiful home that we've been blessed to get from somebody in downtown Rehoboth to move to this lot for our son. And it's in character with all the homes that were built in Harmon Bay, which is to the left of this property, and all the homes up and down Country Club Road. They're all, you know, older homes, smaller in size to the one that we're bringing there. So I don't think it will impact adversely anyone's property values.
That's our presentation. If you have any questions.
Questions from the board?
Did you say what you thought the distance was from your property line to the road?
From our property line to the road?
29 feet. The house that we...
Well, that's from the right-of-way line.
From the right,
so to the road would be another 5 or 10 feet.
Okay, it looked like there was a pretty good distance there.
The house that we were hoping to move there needs the 29-foot variance to fit on the lot. So we were hoping to obviously not have that house go into the landfill and create affordable housing for our son, who works in the restaurant business with us. It's very hard to find a home for $300,000 in this area. And if we can bring in this modular from downtown Rehoboth, it's a beautiful home, versus stick building it, it'll make it so we can sell it to our son at an affordable price.
Why can't the house be positioned further back on the lot?
Because the back setback is 15 feet.
So it's right up against the back setback?
Yeah, so we're trying to, I mean, I think we've got, what, 2 feet, Cliff, that we're working with in the back that we could take it back. I want to say we're 17 feet. When we take the existing house that's in downtown Rehoboth and place it on the lot, it's 17 feet from the back, so we've got 2 feet to deal with. I guess we could take the house and put it at, what, 30 or 31 from the road, and then we'd be right up against the back 15-foot setback, if that was more advantageous.
Yeah, the idea was just to be consistent with that existing house that's next door, okay, so line that up.
Just thought with the sight line of all the houses being the same.
Sure. If your application is approved and the home is placed, you mentioned the property, and I'm going to say the Warner property, which I believe is 701.
Yeah, that's correct.
The with your home, your proposed home being placed, what will the distance be from the Warren home and the home that you propose? I'm concerned about bringing that in. I understand the alignment feature of where you want to place it on the road, but I'm looking at the neighbor to the side, and what would that distance be? And have you spoken with that neighbor about your proposal?
So the house that it's going to all, what we would like it to line up with, is also owned by my husband and I. That we bought four lots came together. There's two kind of small lots on either side of the yellow house, which is 707, that we were hoping to be able to put an affordable home for both our son and daughter to have their own place in Rehoboth. Then there's a very odd lot in the very back of that, which we have access to the back lot also. The way we bought it, gosh, 2 or 3 years ago, was four lots that were three of which not very conforming. Two small lots and then a locked-in kind of lot in the back.
So I understand. But again, if we had placement of your property or placement of the home on the property, what's the approximate distance between the home that you proposed to do and the Warren's property?
Home to home.
Well, I mean, you can give me line to line or home to home. Take your pick.
To the line is 9.7 feet.
Okay.
To the shared property line.
And has there been any conversation with the Warrens about your proposal?
No, We have a letter of approval from the gentleman that butts to the back of our property. It was in the file, Charlie.
Okay.
Was in approval of us bringing a nice house there. We have not met the neighbors to the right of this property.
And they're the ones I'm asking about, because placement of this home, he said, puts us at 9.7 approximately.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So, just to be clear, though, that's at the closest point at the front, and then it gets wider as it moves back.
Understood. Thank you.
It's a 5-foot setback, so we're in compliance with the side setbacks, just not the front.
Okay.
Is there a is there an easement for a driveway going back to that parcel 2 in the rear?
Yes, there is.
Okay, does this placement of this home give room for that easement for that driveway?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that driveway is only going to go over what, that 5-foot side yard setback approximately?
Yeah, it's going to go between this proposed house and the existing residence there.
Okay. How, oh, the other question I was going to ask was about averaging. Does averaging fronts apply to this lot?
It could, but we didn't have enough enough parcels on the same side of the street to pull the average. We discussed it.
Oh, so it's not possible. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, really, no.
I think because that other, the one to the north, is up facing a different road, so I think it runs into a little bit of an issue of trying to capture the nearby ones. If I recall, is that right, Ms. Norwood?
Right, and we discussed it prior to them applying.
Okay.
And the left is Harmon Bay, which is a 32-home community, so that's their entrance is on the other side.
How accurately or how much wiggle room do you need to place this home? I mean, you're moving it, so you can't place it exact like you could if you were building from scratch.
Well, the footers have to go in. I mean, obviously, once we get a decision here, the building permit would go in, and the footers have to be surveyed and placed by Foresight in the exact location where the house would go before they bring, like, it had the footers.
So they would put the footers in before they bring the house in?
So we put the footers in, and then we bring the house. They back the house up, put it over. They'll have it, I think, elevated 5 feet in the air. Then we'll build the foundation, and then they lower it down to the foundation.
Okay.
So it's very precise.
It is very precise.
Expert house movers, okay. Gabe Matico, he won't move it there unless everything's perfectly staked out and placed.
Yeah, I am seeing that extra 2.5 feet in the rear, and our criteria is for the minimum necessary to afford relief, so it's not based on where your neighbor's house is placed. Okay. So could you place this house, say, just off of 15 feet off the rear property line? Is there anything stopping you from doing that?
No, that would work. We just thought aesthetically it would look better to be even with the next house, but it could go 2 feet back, right, Cliff, from what we've got there from the 15?
Yeah, it could. It just makes sense to set it with the next house adjacent to it.
I understand that. I'm just looking at the legal criteria we have to follow here. Is this, I'm assuming this is central sewer and water?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming there's nothing else on this property that's limiting where you place the house?
Yeah, we're going to have a driveway in the front.
Okay.
The Delmarva utility pole.
Yes, there's some overhead electric lines in the front yard.
Okay.
The pole right in the...
Saw that.
Right in a not a great spot. But it's too expensive to move the pole.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp, anything else?
I see you have the landing and the steps shown. Are there anything that's going to project off the front or the rear that is not shown on here? Like, are there any HVAC? Is there any chimney, anything like that?
There's no fireplace or chimney. There's two entrances into the house, which are noted within the setbacks, and the HVAC unit will go in the back left within the setbacks as well.
Okay, so we're not looking for any variances for any other structures this time. All right. I think all my other questions have been asked, so thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
You have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12923 for Ms. Kimberly and Jeffrey Hammer and entertain a motion.
Ms. Norwood, can you help me with the math here a little bit? If we gave them, if I'm doing this right, if we gave them an 8-foot variance, would that put them the rear about 15 and a half foot off property line?
Right, I think 8.1.
8.1 foot variance. Okay. Put them right off of that. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12923 for Kimberly and Jeffrey Hamer with modification, so the variance would be 8.1 feet, with pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique conditions due to its size and shape. Due to the conditions, property cannot be developed in strict conformity. Variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Voting nay, I believe that the as presented actually keeps with the character of the neighborhood, keeping it the same distance away from the street.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. So they vote of 4-1. Your case is approved with modification. Motion to adjourn.
It's moved.
Second.